Blog Talk Radio.
Are you missing one? No cheeseburgers today.
I thought you were going to start with lean on me.
Oh, I couldn't find it.
Did you really look?
I did.
Okay.
No, I didn't. You know what? It is Wednesday night at 8:30. We do this every Wednesday night. It is the Larcher and Lorenzen Sports Show. We're coming at you live on blogtalkradio.com/LarcherandLorenzen. You know we're on the Stitcher app. If you have that, you can download it at any time and listen to us live. Listen to the podcast. We're on iTunes. Larcher Lorenzen on Twitter, @LarcherLorenzen on Twitter. Jason Ferrari is here with us tonight. Hey, Jason.
Gentlemen.
@JFerrariRadio on Twitter.
I'm turning my Wi-Fi
off. I asked you to do that 20 minutes ago.
Well, I forgot.
I'm going to hand it over to my friend, the one and only, Al.
Well, thank you, Clark Lorenzen. It's time for another exciting edition of the Larcher and Lorenzen Sports Broadcast Podcast Blog Talk Radio Cast. I'm your host, Al Larcher.
That was good, Al.
Thank you.
I'm impressed that you had that much energy for it, that much flow.
Well, yeah. No, I was thinking. Yeah, you know, I was thinking today how boring baseball announcers were. Like, that's what I was like pondering about like 5 minutes ago. I just wanted to.
You spent time on that?
Yeah. Because they're all.
There's the hit.
It was a weird beep there.
Yeah.
Was that me turning the Wi-Fi off?
Yeah. It finally went off. That's what that means.
They're always so, like bottom of the ninth, there's pizza for sale, and there's Jimmy, he's going on. It's just boring.
Yeah, no, I know it. Yeah.
Why is it so boring? Why can't they get, like if they would get Bobby the Brain Heaton and Gorilla Monsoon in their prime to call the Cubs games, I'd be a fan.
The go-to for baseball announcers, when the game's not close and whatnot, so when it's even more boring to you than it normally is. Is they go to crowd shots.
Right.
Lots of crowd shots.
Girls.
Always girls.
Oh, look at those two apples hanging off the tree.
I think I might have mentioned it on the show before, but a lot of like girls eating hot dogs is what they'll do.
Oh,
like,
man.
An unbelievable
amount.
That's
true.
That's what most of the fan cam is.
Euchre.
And back in the day with like Harry, he used to call it out literally and be like, look at the melons on her. Like, literally, you could say that back then.
Well, I wonder if that's a plumper, Bob.
Well, yeah, he used to say racial slurs and
shock
full of goodness, Harry was.
Ah, Albert Steinstein.
The other night, speaking of the racial issues, the other night NBATV.com had a lot of good interviews, and the one that I'm sticking out right now is Mr. Russell's house. Bill Simmons interviewed Bill Russell, and talking about his days with the Celtics, where he won 11 rings total, two of them while being player and coach, so he has two as a coach as well. But back then, they wouldn't fill the stadium, even as they're winning all of these championships. And when they asked the fans and the people of Boston the reason, the number one reason that always came through was that the team was too black.
Mm.
So, like, there were a lot of racial undertones at that time. It was interesting.
Yeah.
It's insane to me that, I mean, obviously we know how rampant racism was then, and it's still around, but that, like, people complain about losing so much that you don't attend games because black guys are winning?
Right,
Give me a break.
I don't understand.
Ridiculous. Like, that's,
but my
we're at a different level now.
My times have changed because now you get a black golfer and everybody tunes in.
Yeah, that's true. That's funny that you put it that way. The thing, what really sticks out with that, like, I had watched the Magic versus Bird from HBO that came out a year or two ago, which is a phenomenal documentary. And, like, Bird was actually called the Great White Hope in that. Like, there was an article from, like, a Boston newspaper where he was literally called the Great White Hope, and that's what, like...
Have you ever seen that movie?
That's why they did that.
Now seeing Bill
Russell. That's why they did that movie. That was based off of that Great White Hype.
Yeah.
I think that was a little different. Celtic Pride on the other
hand. No, but based off of... it was a play off of the title.
Oh, wow.
Not based on...
Okay,
right.
It was a parody.
Right,
of the parody.
It was a boxing movie,
right?
Yeah, it was.
With Samuel Jackson playing the Don King character.
Yeah. That's good.
The legendary Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, I was going somewhere with that.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn.
Wasn't Daniel Stern in that? Oh, I'm on Celtic
Pride.
Yeah. Celtic pride.
Well, I wanted to bring up, first and foremost, gentlemen, this is a historic week in sports in Chicago. I mean, you have the Hawks doing their thing. You got the Bulls playing extremely well, and there's a feel-good feel in the air. But the big news of the week, of course, is the Chicago Cubs.
Uh-oh.
What do you think about the whole talk about the seventh-inning stretch?
Yeah, I like what they're talking about. They're not going to have people come in and get interviewed at the bottom of the inning afterwards who don't really know about Chicago Cubs baseball. If it's like a big diehard fan, such as like the ones you know, like Eddie Vedder, Bill Murray, and the A-listers, they're gonna have them in the seventh, the bottom of the seventh. The thing being is you would hope that the bottom of the seventh inning is a big inning. You know what I mean?
But it's so the like, Cubs, it's not.
What's that? Well, for the time being.
It's a show. Everybody's there for the show.
They're changing it. They're trying to change the whole culture right now.
I want to listen to those awkward interviews in the seventh. That's what I listen for. That is why I'm at a Cubs machine television.
Well, then the thought is, why don't they just put that on earlier?
Like in the fourth.
Yeah, why don't you just have that earlier?
Any time. Like, I mean, that goes along with what you were saying about how boring those broadcasts are. People perk up when you hear that stuff because otherwise it's just...
Right.
You know, you don't know. Plus, if they put a winning product on the field, then it all becomes irrelevant.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, that's what I would do. You're right. Here's what you do. You take the guy. Let's say it's Richard Simmons. Richard Simmons is there to sing the seventh inning stretch, right?
Please make that
happen. Come on, ladies. We're singing.
Dude, what a great character that guy has built. He has made tons of money off of that exact thing.
And, yeah.
And it might not be a character.
He makes fun of himself.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah. It's a character, right?
I was on his show once. No.
All right, hang on.
Sweating to the oldies?
No,
hang on.
Yeah.
First, get to your point.
Okay,
here. So,
Richard Simmons is... He's
I'm not letting you off the hook on
no,
you being
no
on a
way.
Show, though. Don't worry about that.
He's singing the seventh inning stretch, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
That just sounds like something different in his world.
So, yeah, so he's going to be out there, and regardless, he's going to sing.
Right. Regardless, he's going to sing.
No matter what happens, he's going to sing the seventh.
Exactly, regardless.
Yeah. Regardless.
Irregardless.
Garlic.
Yes.
Okay. So he's going to sing the seventh inning stretch. They should have him hanging out in like the green room or the blue room. I don't know what they call it there. Where they keep the little celebrities.
There's not that space at Wrigley. I guarantee that. But,
and then when things are boring, the announcer could be like, well, you know, it's that guy's stretching. Hey, why don't we get that little the little gay stretching guy in here and we'll talk baseball and stretching.
You're just looking to add a mascot is what you're doing. That's what you're basically doing, and the Cubs don't have a mascot. They don't need it. You want to add more fun and games.
I do.
Stuff that they have to have on the south side. We want to watch baseball up here and watch late 20-somethings, early 30-somethings get completely annihilated and try to hit on each other. That's kind of what I see.
Yeah.
Listen,
I went to one of those football
games.
I did
it for a while.
That they used to have at the Rosemont Horizon. I don't remember who played.
The Rush.
Was it the Rush? I went to a Rush game, and man, between downs, they would have people run on the field, and they'd be like, ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for the Menards drill throwing contest. Who could throw the drill the farthest? And two people would throw a drill.
We should have done the lingerie league before it got over. Not just because these gals are dressed like that, because they do a lot of crazy stuff
that.
It's the typical small town minor league.
Coached by Dennis McKinnon.
Oh, he was the head coach of our... Oh, yep. Man. Dennis McKinnon.
Yeah.
There it is.
He came on our show.
Did he really?
Talked about it, yeah.
Speaking of being on show, so you were on Richard Simmons' show.
Okay, I just want to explain something.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, and by the way, thank you so much, Clark. Clark being a gentleman, a friend, and a co-host, is taking me to the hospital tomorrow so they can put the Rex Ryan band on the old Stubborooski.
When you said sometime Thursday morning, but you weren't sure because of scheduling conflict.
Right.
I said, sure, I'll give you a ride, you know, 10 o'clock.
That's
nine, maybe nine,
that's
maybe early. Maybe I'm up at nine, you know. And then you tell me 6 o'clock.
I did tell you 6, and you were very good about it. You're like, all right, yeah.
I'm in, yeah. You know, dude, this is awesome. You're going in for the lap band. You're getting it done.
Life-changing surgery.
Pretty proud of you. You've been on a 5-day liquid diet, what, about 1,500 calories total somewhere in there?
In those 5 days, yeah. I'm getting about 300 calories a day.
Jesus, man. Like, I can't exist on that. Like, and your body is, I'm not
mind,
being an asshole here. You know that.
The mind.
But, yeah.
Can I walk you through the process? Would you? I mean, are you interested?
I think it's interesting.
All right.
Yeah.
Day one was like...
We never talk about sports on our show anyway, so why start
well, this
now?
Well, this is a sports issue.
Sport.
Yes.
It's about the Cubs if Richard Simmons was the seventh.
The side Richard Simmons
okay.
sidebar.
Right. Yeah. Day one of the fast, I was like, man, I could do this. This is all right. you know. But I'm like, fuck, I wish I would have had a better meal.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know I was getting the 5-day fast. I went into the doctor on Thursday. He told me a 5-day fast. It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, okay, I could get a steak or I could go get some gizzards.
He told you that day about it? You hadn't known?
No.
Whew.
So I was going to go get gizzards right after the thing.
347-945-6131. 347-945-6131.
They stick me with a needle to get some blood, and I pass out. Next thing I know, it was like 4 o'clock, and I had to go to Todd's. So my last meal ever was Trader Todd's ribs.
Really?
Yeah.
Not bad. Not, let's not
No,
say
those
ever.
Are not bad. The $5 ribs
yeah.
on the...
No, no,
oh,
they're
yeah.
not bad. They're not bad at all.
They give you a half slab with fries for $5 on a Wednesday night.
I just wish I would have had a choice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I didn't have that going-away food party.
Coconut shrimp.
Right. I would have went to a buffet.
Yeah.
I would have went to the rivers. Okay, so day one, fine. Day two, let's see... Sunday, now it's Sunday, I got nothing to do, I'm not going to work or anything. I literally started having things like an addict. I got in my car, I'm like, I got money to spend, I can't buy food, I'm going to the casino. I went to the casino, I blew some money there, and then I'm like, okay, that Die Hard movie's starting. And then I'm like, I can't go into a movie theater, they got popcorn, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. So then I started driving by restaurants, and I noticed every single restaurant along the way.
And they all had the best specials ever?
This is where it gets weird.
Oh.
I stopped at Butera's, the grocery store, and I went to the pre-made chicken aisle, and I just smelled the chicken.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then by Monday, I was going crazy. I had dreams about winning an all-you... Literally, when I went to bed at night, I had a dream about winning an all-you-could-eat rib contest.
But did you win that contest?
I don't know. I woke up before.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
That is awful. So... The end of the story is that I have to drive you at
to the,
5 o'clock
yes,
now.
And you're a great guy.
You called 2 hours ago, and now it's up to 5 o'clock. So just in a few hours.
Yeah.
We might as well just stay up and make a night of it, just broadcast all night long.
Oh, yeah. Overtime's going to get real weird.
Yeah. So I haven't had any sugar. I haven't had any alcohol. I haven't had any food. I haven't had any sex. I haven't had anything.
Did they say you couldn't have sex?
I just couldn't get sex. That's why I'm getting the lap pad.
There you go.
Yeah. Man, call us up. Call us up. Hit us up on Twitter at Larcher Lawrenson. Give your best wishes to Al as he has his surgery tomorrow.
Thank you.
Are you gonna be back for the show on Wednesday?
We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see. Yeah,
you might
see.
Be.
Hopefully,
folks, you're listening to the Larcher and Lawrenson Sports Show.
How about that Blackhawks game last night?
Hey, how about it?
Wow.
I see that that Hanson brother. He got a game for the hit. Did you catch that?
Oh,
yeah. No, not the whole. I saw the hit.
Yeah, he got a game today, which I think is the right call.
Okay.
I don't think what he did was he had his hand up going towards the puck, and then he took that as an opportunity to go ahead and just knock the shit out of Hosa.
Yep.
Bad hit and everything.
Which we did
maybe
to them last
games.
Year.
What's that?
We did that to them last year.
But
they're such a hated team. They all get punched in the face.
Oh, yeah. All of them. They have those damn green men, and that's not even original. Like, they just stole it right off of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Green so what do you think of the Blackhawks?
Well, I think, you know, we had questions about Emery going into the whole thing. We had questions about whether the goalie play would be strong enough. And what we found is it is.
Yeah, it is. Emery almost gave up the game last night.
And I'm going to admit, for about 2 weeks, I thought they were talking about Phil Emery every newspaper article I was reading. When they were questioning him, I'm like, why are they questioning him? Give him a chance.
Can he skate?
But no, they were talking about the Blackhawks, Emery.
Yeah. Speaking of Phil Emery, how about the Chicago Bears right now? How are you feeling about them?
Well, I feel good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I feel like we're going to the Super Bowl.
You're already there.
This is the beginning of the five-peat.
Ferrari, I know you were talking earlier to me. You had a couple concerns.
Yeah. No, I heard and read before I came over here was Emery is rolling 50 deep to the scouting combine. That just makes me so happy.
Wow.
Literally, the whole scouting staff, the whole strength and conditioning staff, and the team doctors are all going down there.
And I don't know if you read this. This was in the Sun-Times somewhere. They all get lanyards just like him now, and they're all wearing glasses.
And orange ties.
And orange ties. So it's going to be a whole team of people who look like doctors watching players, and they're going to find gold.
That's
and don't lay this man's eye
tail crap out.
Oh, I saw that again today. That's somebody who doesn't know what they're talking
about.
That's
scaring
me. We're not taking Manti Te'o, are we?
I don't know. You know, what's interesting about that is I would be surprised. I think you get, when you're at the scouting combine, you get the, you get permission to interview 60 players of your choice out of the 333 or so, I think, that are there, or something like that.
Yeah.
And I would be in shock if all 32 teams did not interview him. That would shock me based on how good of a linebacker he actually is.
I'd say
is.
So. And I think so. I think you're right.
And quite frankly, you probably got a couple questions you want to ask.
Well,
you know?
Right. Well, you know, but everyone's going to ask that question, and you're going to, you know, so is the guys off the field decisions, are they although the greatest? Clearly not. Mm-mm. But
when
look
he
at his body of work.
When he played against the team that's the closest thing that you'll come to a professional team in college, when he played against Alabama, obviously they're not. Yeah, he got his ass whooped. They're not an NFL team, but they're the closest thing you're going to find in college.
I'd say so. They're, I mean, they're, well, you know, a lot of
and they handled him.
Well, the funny thing is he plays. He plays for a pro style team.
Those are low tonight. You're playing the drops lower.
Actually,
you shouldn't even mention that. Just let him.
That low volume made it so much more creepy.
I did.
Yeah, that was good.
But the guy does see dead people.
Yeah,
I didn't mean that around you.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
No, he's. I'm. It's a possibility, to be honest with you, and I'll tell you, I mean, it's a lot's going to depend on what we do in free agency,
right?
Because you know, if we are able to find a tackle or a tight end in free agent or a guard, whoever.
Yeah. What's this about? It's on the same subject line. Julius Peppers, is he going to restructure that deal?
I mean, he's restructured twice now since he's been here.
Yeah.
But it's worked in his favor. Here's something that's tricky. So this is
like it's going to include bonuses.
Well, yeah,
bonuses,
you know, they move it from straight salary to bonus. But what that does is it pushes money off to you know, to further years out.
Right.
So they need to be very smart about this because like this year I believe we have like if the salary cap is $122 million, we've got about $13 under it before we restructure or release. I have a feeling we might be cutting if we can't trade Hester. We might be cutting Kellen Davis. Some of the other guys, you know, we might be cutting them. That could bring us up to 15 or so. But for 2014, we will have the best salary cap structure, best salary cap money in the whole league because most of our studs contracts expire in 14. We're going to have like $50 million. Like it's an insane number.
Uh-huh.
And then in 15, it's where it goes up to like 150, the cap does. Like 15 is what – because – in 2014, the NFL signs that new television contract,
right,
which boosts all the salary.
Yeah.
So I mean, if they play it super smart,
but they're saying they're really not going to be raising it much. They're not looking at much at all. They've kind of warned the teams.
It depends.
$2 million.
Well, yeah, not in 15. Like so, when we sign the new television contract, that's just more money for everybody, more money for the players, more money for the league, more money for the teams. The cap's going to go up. You know, will it go up $30 million? Probably not, but I bet it could pop up to 130 easily.
Do you think Jerry Angelo was the guy who was good with the cap, or do you think they got that guy in there?
Yeah, Cliff Stein is the cap guy. I've actually met that guy. You don't even know what he's talking about.
Right.
He's that guy. He's very good. He's down there this week talking to agents. He's even at the scouting combine.
So when you're looking at the Bill Belichick model of football, of creating a complete system, now you got your finance guy in place. I mean, he is one of the best. Like, the Bears have constantly, over the course of his career, been amazing.
I mean, when's the last time in the last 15 years that have we had a salary cap?
No,
I mean, we haven't been able to bring in studs over and over, or we bring in the wrong studs.
Yeah,
but we manage it, and we could still sign free agents.
We got Julius Peppers,
and we lead the league. I mean, we've got to have the best signing percentage of picks of any team in the last 10 years.
We do, and we're very active in free agents.
They're almost
too.
Always here before camp, unless you have an ass bag holdout. But that's
Cedric Benson.
Yeah, what are you going to do about that? Like, you can't help the player.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got that guy in place. And if we got the mind now with this Tressman, I'm excited. I mean, there isn't anything not to look forward to. And I think the reason the Mateo stuff keeps popping up is because, like you said, it makes sense. Unfortunately, we need a linebacker. Now, I don't think he's the right guy, and I don't think they think it either. But I think it's just boobs in the press or just, making waves because it's a Notre Dame guy. But
That I think that's always a constant. You're always going to get the. I mean, that's why we're going to get Notre Dame tight ends and Notre Dame safeties and anyone who falls around there. there is some relevance to that, though. I don't think Emery feels that way.
Right.
But it does happen that way. Like,
Well, and people are thinking somebody to take over for Urlacher, right?
Sure.
Well, look at your needs. Yeah. I mean, I'd say your draft needs. You need offensive line. You need a tight end.
Yep.
You need a linebacker, and you need a cornerback. Like, those are our needs that we can get through the draft.
Yes.
Now, if we bring in someone via free agency on the left tackle, we still need offensive line. However, that doesn't necessarily mean that we have to take offensive line with our 20th pick.
Right.
We
could trade down. We could go second. I mean, listen to Mayock or any of the guys who are like studs when it comes to draft analysis.
Uh-huh.
And Mayock is
this
a stud.
This is a super, super deep offensive line draft, like three rounds deep. We don't have a third round pick, so we're going to have to go second. But we could go linebacker. It could happen, but it may not be Teo. It could be, and what a dumbass, Ogletree, who just got a DUI. I mean, like, what is wrong with people? Seriously.
Have somebody drive you. That's it. You're about to get a big payday.
Yeah.
Hire a driver now. You'll pay him in 6 months.
Take a cab, man.
You know what I mean? Take a...
You don't need a
take
driver.
A cab.
That's a driver. Well, you know, take a cab. Wait it out.
The biggest thing that blows my mind is these guys who are in the NFL getting DUIs when there is a program set up specifically to keep that from happening.
I used to talk about that at...
I mean, I enjoy having drinks. Awesome. Of course, I haven't all of this month, of course. I told you guys that earlier.
Yeah.
Well, Al knew it, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah. But... In my enjoy my drink days, if I had that where I knew that system was set up and it was free, you'd use that all the time.
But you're Clark. You're not a multimillionaire with an ego.
But I would love being driven around. I would see, but these guys are.
Here's
what
I think it is. I think guys get off a lot.
Yeah, they're very overconfident, and they feel like they are.
Well, don't
bulletproof.
You think there are some guys that have gotten off many times?
No. I mean, like, get off on it. Like, it's a rush. They feel like they're bulletproof and they can't get in trouble.
But I think that also part of it is that, like, cops have pulled them over before and given them a ride home.
Sure.
Or something that. Don't you? I mean,
like,
that's out there.
You guys going to win tomorrow?
Yeah. As long as you win tomorrow, we'll forget all about this, Mr. Briggs. Like, I have this theory that a cop picked him up and drove him home.
The Lamborghini thing?
What? Oh, jeez. Speaking of drops, Al, in celebrity drops...
I saw that. I wanted to play it earlier, but I'm like, no, I'll let him save it. His moment.
You saw it? Well, let's play one of yours right here, of course.
Hey, Randy Travis.
There he is.
Be sure and listen to The Morning Show with Big Al, your pal, on your country alternative 98.5 WACF.
Well, there's yours. Randy Travis was nice enough to talk about you in a past life.
Yeah.
But it's still you. It's there. You have the Merle Haggard one. I finally ran into a celebrity who listens to our show. I did. He's a fan. He's a Larcher and Lawrence fan. I ran into him on the street. Actually, I was on my way to work when I ran into him. I met the CTA guy.
Woo-woo, Ronnie Woo-woo?
No, the CTA voice. And I asked him, the guy who does the trade stuff.
Yes.
And I asked him, I said, you know, you do listen to the show, CTA guy. And what he said to me was, he said, I sure do. And I said, do you mind if I get a drop from you so you can mention me in the show? And he said, well, I'll tell you what. You can interview me and ask me two questions.
Uh-huh.
And so I did. And one of the questions I asked him, I said, I only had two questions.
Uh-huh.
So when it came down to it, I asked him, I said, in mathematics, which do you like more? Do you like multiplication or do you like division? And then my first question, though, was, who do you like better on the show? Do you like Al or do you like myself, Clark? So those two questions, and he had his answer, and I think it's quite clear what his decision was.
Division.
Clark and division.
Did you hear that? There it is. There it is. One more time, I'll give you that drop. What is his answer? What's his favorite thing in math? And who's his favorite on the show?
Clark and division.
There it is. There's the Clark drop right there, baby.
That. Okay, you win.
Bullshit.
I don't know what I'm laughing harder at. How terrible that was.
Oh, Clark, you bring us back to early morning radio.
Here you go, Larcher. Yeah, hey, Al. Yeah,
it all brings it back
Clark
together.
And division.
I don't know. Yeah, that lead up was solid. The alternating question.
I mean, it was the only questions I had. I had to go with a math question and then a question about the show.
Two questions?
It's that simple.
What's your favorite candy bar?
I didn't want to do that.
George Bush was once asked about me.
Oh, yeah?
And this is what he said.
he casts a huge shadow, which I don't mind at all, because it's a shadow of a great man.
The shadow of a great man.
Well,
I'll
tell you what you won't be doing soon. You won't be casting a huge shadow here pretty soon.
Or talking to Bush.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, hey.
We're close. We're
maybe,
buds.
Maybe, well, I was going to say, maybe in a different sense of the word.
Oh, yeah. I thought you guys were buddies. Are you buzzing over here, Larger? Am I buzzing? Who's buzzing?
Oh, I think it is me. No, that's you.
No, it's me. Oh, yeah.
The vibrating chair.
Yeah.
No, it was nobody.
Hang on. Let me see. It's my guy. Give me a second. He's going to call into the show, but.
All right.
Hey, what's up?
Clark is now speaking on his cell phone in the studio while the show is on.
You've now gone from host and board operator to the girl who screens calls.
I am. I'm the girl who screens calls. I took my...
It is a morning show.
I took my cancer.
By the power vested in me by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone
We're running it. It kind of sounds like an internet radio show from somebody's dining room. That's what it kind of sounds like now. But we're here in the Larcher and Lawrence in studios right here in Lakeview in Chicago, Illinois. Hey, did I tell you guys tonight's show is brought to you by Comedy Accident at the Underground Lounge, 952 West Newport Avenue, just a block south of Wrigley Field. That's James Farrell will be opening up with some stand-up, former Comedy Accident,
yeah.
James Farrell.
My good buddy, James.
There you go. And then Philip Groves, of course, will be hosting again. Casey Graham is the director for this show, Comedy Accident member Casey Graham. And again, that is Comedy Accident at the Underground Lounge, Saturday, March 9th, 8 p.m. It's $5. That's at 952 West Newport Avenue, or just a block south of the friendly confines, Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
Yeah. March 9th, you're going to be in that show.
I will be. I'll be.
How do you feel? Are you going to be able to come back from the lap band surgery?
Yeah, I think so. Well, let me just say this. Do you mind if I get dark here for a second?
No, I don't.
I just want to let you know, Clark, if anything were to happen to me tomorrow,
yeah,
like if I don't pull through, and you know, seriously, I mean, it could happen.
Uh-huh.
If I were to step on a rainbow, my one request is Larcher remains like first in the Larcher and Lawrence and sports show.
So it'll be the late Larcher and Lawrence
and
sports show.
That works. That's fine.
Yeah. All right.
I'll sign off on that.
That's fine.
Now it just sounds like it's a late show.
Yeah. It kind of does.
The late.
The late.
But it'll be. I'll move it to the mornings then, just to confuse the hell out of all.
It'll just be 2.5 hours of cows.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
and you know, Jimmy Kimmel started doing sports radio.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We started.
Oh, that's good.
K Rock.
We'll see.
Huh?
Did he start on K Rock?
He was in Vegas.
We got a caller.
He was in Vegas.
Oh, that's right. He was in Vegas.
We got a caller over there.
All right. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Caller from the 847. We have Jason Ferrari here in studio. Al Larcher's here as well. But hello,
yikes,
there, caller from the 847.
Hey, guys, it's Gus.
Hey,
big
Gus.
Big fan of the show.
Hey, I hear you're a great Segway tour guide, Gus.
You know what? I'm not as great as this one guy who, he may even have a better beard. I don't know. It's been said.
I've heard of it.
What you want to discuss, Gus?
Well, I love the use of rhyming.
No, it's all about timing, my friend.
I would love to dish on the NBA trade deadline.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
All right, yeah.
That's my jam.
Well, what are your thoughts here? From what I understand, I hear that the Celtics have a Rondo on the market.
Yeah, okay. But here's the thing about Danny Ainge, which I kind of love, which is kind of how I feel like every GM should act. You always have to act like everyone's on the market, and you're always just willing to listen. Because if you're like the Hawks, who are like, no, we're going to keep Josh Smith.
Right.
Like, oh, fuck. Won't say that. He's not going to resign. Let's get rid of him. You're going to get him for pennies on the dollar.
Right.
If Kupchak would have got rid of Gasol, he would have gotten... he would have gotten a rusty tuba and, like, Keith Booth and a third-round pick, and they're even a third round.
Yeah. We do not say rusty tuba in this program. It's offensive.
We'll take that out for the podcast.
All right, fair enough.
Cleveland Steamer.
This time. Yeah, I agree. No. What are your top couple trades that you think might happen?
Here's my thing. I don't think mid-season trades are the way to push yourself to win a championship anymore.
Okay.
I really don't. I gotta believe that it's all off-season, especially given how much the new CBA is slowing teams down on making moves because of that compounding luxury tax.
Yep.
I just think it's a good way to add a peat. It's a good way to light the fire, to reignite some guys. I think possibly, I wouldn't even be shocked if the Jazz don't get rid of Millsap or Jefferson. Just
wow.
because,
yeah.
It's just teams are reluctant to add on a lot of salary during the season. Now, it's different with those guys, of course, because their contracts are expiring. But
yep.
what would, if I'm the Hawks, let's go there, because, you know, Josh Smith, maybe a max contract player, maybe not.
Right, right.
It depends on his horoscope for the day.
Where do you want to see him go?
I'm a Leo.
Where would I want to see him go?
Yeah.
God, I mean, the Bulls. No, I'm kidding. I know that's
well,
happen.
Speaking of that, do you see the Bulls making a move here?
No. Not going to happen.
No, I think they're way too conservative of a franchise. And the fact of the matter is, if you trade Boozer now, the only two guys who you can trade on that team right now are Boozer and Hamilton. If they could find a taker for Hamilton, maybe like some team that just wants, I don't even know, a guy who's past his prime who wears a face mask to play 15 minutes a game. If you can dump him, great, because then you're out of the luxury tax and you can go back into it next year. That's fantastic. I'd do it. But for Boozer, the only way you're going to get rid of Boozer is if you add equal or greater value for Boozer. And who... What? I don't know. I mean, like, Boozer's actually playing better than he has the
yeah.
first 2 years.
But nobody wants to take on a Boozer.
Exactly. Exactly. Because he's a overpaid
right.
guy. So unless like the Maloofs hired Isaiah Thomas in like 15 minutes, in the next like quarter of an hour, and then Isaiah Thomas was like, let's just sell the farm for Boozer, it's probably not going to happen. Or
hey, what's
dying.
Going on with those Maloofs? I know Andrew brought it up earlier in the chat room. Are they the worst owners in the history of a sport?
They might. No, I don't think they're worst in the history of the sport. That's probably the Phoenix Suns owner because they pissed away something great, paying idiots. The Maloofs,
they
just kind
off
of
Barkley
like
back
swooped
in
there, bought the team. When they
hosted the real world, Las Vegas, at their casino.
Yeah. They just kind of didn't know what they were doing, had a good time. Then we're like, oh shit, we're really bad at managing it, and everyone hates us. So they dumped them. So now they're dumping everyone. They're getting out. They're like, I don't know why you give up on Thomas Robinson after half a year.
Gotcha.
What are they thinking? I don't get it.
Gus, my last question for you here. What do you think about Derrick Rose's return?
I say forget it. About, you know, if he can and he's gonna be fine, return. But if not, we don't have a way to shut down Bosch and force them to do a perimeter game, which is the only way we can beat them. So just this year is a wash. It's okay. Let's be competitive. Let's have fun. Let's keep some of the bench for next year and just retool. If Derek wants to wait till he can come back, Derek, let him do it because you're not going to win this year.
All right. Well, here's my thing. I think he's coming back and playing this year, and I think within the next couple
I
weeks. I think that what happened was, when he was interviewed, he said all the things that he's been saying the whole time. He's not going to play until he's 110%. He's only at 80 now, and that's a long way away. And everyone just took it and ran with the fact that he said, I might not play this season. Because he might not.
Is that
Al?
Is that Al?
Yeah, that's Al over there.
Pre-surgery diet?
Yeah. Yeah, have you heard?
He's not at 100%.
No, I'm a little out of it.
Gus, do me a favor and wish Al some... Wish him some good luck. He needs it tomorrow morning.
I will. I'll be thinking of you, man. I'll be thinking of you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Do me a favor. Wish me good luck. I'm going to need some good luck to make sure I wake up in time to drive him to the airport.
I'll send you some sweet nothings tomorrow. You'll be okay.
Okay. I appreciate it. Gus, thanks so much for the call.
Hey, thanks for having me. You guys keep doing what you're doing. I love it.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
Peace out. Bye.
Doors closed.
There it is. That's the drop at the end of every phone call. There it is.
No.
I got it. That's the
you
new
got
drop.
It. That's yep. a good shot, Clark. Now you're having some fun with it. Thank you.
There you go.
That was good timing too.
Boom. Give me one of these.
That was a high five. A radio high five.
It was.
chest bumps on deck.
I think all we have to do to pretend a high five is just clap. No.
We
it takes a lot less energy.
Too close to the mic.
Oh, was that too close?
Well, no.
Did it pop your ears?
No, it's not realistic.
Oh, that's good.
Do this.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Then that's just as much energy. Clapping over your head is just as much energy as actually.
Like exercise.
It's more, actually, because you're raising both hands.
So how about those Jets when you talk about horrible owners and salary cap hell and just horrible drafting? And did you see that?
What's that? The Jets?
There was an article on the Jets. Yeah. I think I posted it on our thing.
Yeah.
I'm glad you read the shit I post.
Some of the things you post are long.
Yeah, but they're reads.
Did you read the long MJ one?
Of course. Yeah. Speaking of
that
long.
That was a good read. That was a good read, though.
That was.
Wright Townsend came out with that article last week. To see that where MJ is and see how his competitiveness, what was so his competitiveness was great for playing basketball, great for that part of his life. And it's kind of a curse now.
Yeah, because now he can't even. Booze in and women.
Well, how do you turn
not
that
exactly.
off? Really? Like, I mean, how do you trim that off?
Right.
It's not like you retire and then you lose drive.
Exactly.
Like, it's
exactly.
And you need to channel it somewhere. Like, how I can't imagine being such a elite athlete.
Yeah.
And that's all you've done since high school.
Right.
And then just being like, now you're just rich. And I mean, like, it's cool. Like, I mean, you're rich. You can go do stuff.
Yeah.
But you're still competitive. Like, what do you do?
I
agree. That's why I think he's so good at golf. Like, I just think, you know, and gambling, obviously.
Well,
there are bad outlets.
Exactly.
You know, but what do you do? Where do you channel
this? What was it? He was talking about the game that they play in. There's a game that they're playing in their
two
basement. And he's whooping everybody at it. He's like, he wants to master everything that he's doing.
Yeah.
Baseball thing, it didn't quite work out for him, but he didn't mind taking a shot at it.
Though,
what the hell?
What minor league team?
Here's what's blowing me: the Birmingham Barons.
What were they for?
For the White Sox.
Oh, the Sox.
I have a jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a Sox jersey.
I have a 45 Sox jersey.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Because they're an awesome team.
Right. But what blows me away is that, like, he'll tell him not to call him for a week, that he's on vacation, and then he'll come back into the office 3 days later, and they say that this fiancé of his actually got him to take a vacation. Where he spent a month off.
Why would you want to be like that? Would you want to be like
that? You don't, but he can't turn it off. Like Ferrari just said. I mean,
well, yeah,
as an athlete, that's why Barkley got into that huge gambling afterwards. Gambling millions. He still does it, probably.
Just destructive competitiveness.
Yeah. And then his analysis of LeBron. He's in LeBron's head right now. Like, he has analyzed his game. He, like, he knows when he's watching a game, he'll be like, oh, he's taking a shot on this one, right? Like,
yeah.
If he sees him go left a certain way, he knows he's going to take a shot. So in his brain, he thinks he can still go out there on the court and stop him if he can get back down to the weight of his playing weight. But he also realizes, hey, I can't do that for
no
time
it's
anymore.
Not gonna happen.
But it amazes me that there are great athletes that are great at sports, and then there's great basketball minds, and Jordan just happened to be both. He happened to be one of the best athletes and one of the best basketball minds.
I do love that he consistently backs players other than LeBron. It kind of makes me happy because I think LeBron's an ass bag.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He, mentioning that
he's the king, baby.
You know, Kobe keeps talking, and Kobe really wants that sixth ring, and what Kobe really wants is that seventh. He wants to be better than what there's been.
Yeah.
And Michael said, I get it. I understand that drive.
Good luck.
Like, good luck with it. Yeah, exactly. Big Michael Love Fest last week, Al.
Oh, yeah.
You must have loved it.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
You got to see some cool stuff.
Oh, it was great.
You know. Remember the good old days.
Yeah, you do.
The big run, the Pete's.
Yep. So before the show, I didn't have much time. I was here prepping before we went to our meeting. But yet, like, Lauren comes home from work and we only get a couple hours together, and I'm telling her, hey, you know, I have some work to do for the show to get ready for it, a few things to do. And when she walks in the door, do you know what I'm watching? I'm watching a clip of The Family Feud. And she's like, oh, you're really trying. But here's the thing. Chris Paul was on that episode of The Family Feud of the L.A. Clippers. So I was doing research about these players.
So do you
have
a drop?
And it was great having him on. Like, Steve Harvey waited forever. Do I have a drop? Of course I have a drop.
Do you really?
Yeah, of course. I have
Clark and Division.
There you go. I have tons of them.
No, yep. I mean, I don't mean a blasphemy the day before surgery. I apologize. That was wrong. God, please shine down on me.
I'm the dude, man.
Yeah, you got it wrong here, Al.
All right.
Deuterino.
Did you get, like, a quote from the dude, from the guy who was on the show?
No, but Steve Harvey waited for, like, two, like, family rounds before he finally came back, and he goes, I got to say something, man. I watched the NBA. you're Chris Paul, aren't you? And his name was Chris from the Paul family. Uh-huh. So, like, Harvey still played it that way.
Yeah, like Harvey doesn't know.
Hang on, I just figured it out. You're Chris Paul.
I just put your first and last name together.
Yeah.
Nobody whispered in his ear before the show.
That's Chris Paul. Nope. He's the master of that show. He's revitalizing it. I talk about it all the time.
You got me on board
with the Family Feud, and I like it.
It is amazing. That Paul Harvey is so good on that show. It blows your mind.
347-945-6131. Call us. Wish Al good luck with his surgery. We can talk about Bears, Bulls, NHL. We'll talk about anything you want. Al is
lightheaded.
If he passes out in the middle of the show, we'll figure it out. Do we just leave you there and finish the show?
Yeah.
And then come to your aid? Do I call for Lauren? What's the plan here?
It's the douchebag water.
It's the douchebag water. I'm drunk on Voss.
The damn Voss got you.
There you go.
Ferrari and I went to 7-Eleven because I can only drink Snapple.
Yeah, they must not have had Snapple.
They did.
Jesus.
And so I couldn't even have a last drink.
And I had this theory. You mentioned this earlier at the meeting. I have this theory that your doctor is in cahoots with the Snapple company. If he listed one of the only things you can have is water, whey protein, and diet Snapple, you try to tell me he's not boosting diet Snapple.
There was the only option in there without sugar was either he buys packets bags of tea or bottled water. Even the diet stuff in there had sugar in it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think you saw one thing with Splenda, which that's just shady anyway.
Right.
And the reason you're doing this is to shrink everything inside.
Yeah.
It shrinks your liver.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. They say stop eating 5 days before. And by the way, I'm honestly feeling faint right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, yeah. I might lay down in a second.
All right. We'll take a look. Okay. Yeah. Have some water.
Yeah, no, I'm all right.
No,
all right.
More of that, though.
Yeah. No.
Okay. No, it's nothing to do with that. That's all the energy I'm spending on this damn show.
It's funny. You take a look at that wooden box, and then the whole world, everything changes. I get lightheaded.
It has nothing to do with it. Are you a doctor,
Whiskey
sir?
Makes the world spin, too. You know?
Are you a doctor?
The room was spinning last night.
You're not going to die, Larry. No, Charlie.
Hey,
you're not going to die.
Al, have you used that Stitcher app lately?
I love Stitcher.
Yeah. I mean, they give you the 5-minute antidotes. I get my updates from them.
A little too much PBS crap. But
yeah.
Besides that, once you get past that hippie crap, it's. Stitcher's
all you
got
to do is look up the Larcher and Lawrence show on there. You can put us on your favorites to where we're listed under that, and you can get to all of our episodes at any time right there on Stitcher. Have you seen it at all, Ferrari?
Once. Yeah.
Once. Yeah. You're really impressed
with it, I can tell. No, because I just listened through Facebook.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
in front of my laptop. But
right.
It's better for mobile.
Well, you did it for our show once.
Yeah.
I did it once
when I was like walking home and listening.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I think it's great, and I really it's simple to do for people who happen to be new to smartphones.
Nudist.
I want to shout out to my buddy Chad.
Yeah, nudist.
Out in Kingston, Illinois. He just got himself a smartphone, and he can now listen to the Larcher and Lawrence Sports Show.
One of them there smartphones.
Yes, he did. Yep. Want a quick shout out to the Farmers Inn, Al. You're friends with those guys out there.
Love those guys. I actually went to the Farmers, and I'm not crapping you right now. I won a lobster.
You did. You won lobster tail.
Lobster tail.
And you got to have Tom and
Jerry. And I went home and got some lobster tail.
Yep.
I was just imagining you walk out with a live lobster. You actually get the prepared version.
Yeah.
That's a plus.
Yeah. It was frozen.
No, actually, my friends out there at the Kirkland Lions Club, there's going to be a meat raffle that they're hosting over there
at the
Farmers Inn. Another meat raffle going on. We can head out. It's March 9th at 7 p.m. So if we have a time machine, we can make it there, and then we can make it over to the Comedy Accident show that night.
Oh, the same night we're not going to be able to do the meat raffle.
For those of
what
you
if
that,
we mailed
that can't
them some
drive
money?
Into Chicago, head to the meat raffle. You know what I'd love to do? I'd love to... Maybe do a live broadcast from the Farmers Inn in Kirkland and host a meat raffle as well. All proceeds go to charity.
Okay.
Or the Larcher.
I'm down.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see the Buffalo Sabres? They fired Lindy Ruff.
Yeah, the longest tenured coach in the NHL.
He coached the Sabres since 1997.
That's good, Al. Ferrari, you were talking earlier to me about...
I don't know how I feel about meat and raffle, like, back-to-back.
It's great.
No, meat raffle?
No, I get it.
You just go there, you buy tickets,
just
and you
meat
win
raffles,
meat.
Raffle's, like, not a good sound for me. I don't... Like, it's gross.
If
If they had salami, if they passed out, and this is, I'm not dropping any hints to the farmers, people.
Okay.
But if while they were having these raffles, if they had, like, nice salami tray.
Oh, yeah, they should hand out, like, a salami tray of, like, one of the salamis and be like, this is what you can win this round. Oh, it's brilliant.
I would
like
be. Samples at Sam's Club.
That's brilliant.
Oh, my God.
Well, there's going to be a meat raffle right from 7 to 9 p.m. with two 50-50 raffles running from 7 to 12.
Yeah.
Functional Family Band will start at 9 p.m. Functional Family Band starts at 9 p.m. Details will come out as they're available. Just in. They will also have the famous Rainbow Pork Chops. Uncle Denny Rain out there, Andrew's uncle, Uncle Denny Rain. He has some famous pork chops out there. And that's
I've heard
the
about these rainbow
farmers
pork
chops. Yeah, Rainbow Burgers, R-E-H-N-B-O, Rainbow Burgers.
After that, there will be a bottled water raffle. Stop talking about food, you bastard.
If you'd like to donate any meat yourself, there is a phone number available.
Who do I call to donate some meat?
You know what, I'll share it on our page.
How can I get
I'll share it on our page.
Let's call it right now.
Yep.
I'd love to donate that.
So these concerns with the season. I know you mentioned earlier, Jason, the wide receivers. No coach there
no
yet.
No coach.
Yeah. What, is it that big of a concern? Right now you got Brandon Marshall coaching the kid
and Brandon
down
Marshall.
down in Florida. Yeah. Who? What did I say, Brendan?
Oh, my God. No, you said Marshall, but I just love that you corrected Marshall. Him on a name.
Larger.
I know, it doesn't make any sense.
All you do is keep food away from this guy, and he's on top of his damn game.
I know everybody. I just don't understand, where season's over.
It's that one that drives me just effing nuts.
No, but see, that would have been perfect during the meat raffle conversation.
Yes.
I can't believe that didn't happen once during
I just
that.
Found it.
I did my own move. Yeah. Why would you not? I mean, I don't know. I don't understand. It's a very important hire.
I think so, especially with the crew that we have in there.
We have not developed a wide receiver in 10
years. I agree.
Years.
Yeah.
Berrien may be the closest thing to someone.
Who was it? Was it Daryl Drake who was in there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Who actually took
Marcus Robinson.
Took some parting shots on his way out. He's now the...
Who did?
Drake. He's now the wide receivers coach in Arizona, to which I immediately texted everyone in my phone and said, oh, great, now Larry Fitzgerald's going to suck ass.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
wow.
He's not a good coach.
He can't develop. He's all talk. He's not...
Do you remember what it was that he said about Bears?
Oh, no. He's just like Hester this. They didn't really throw Lovey under the bus because they're both Texas guys.
Right.
But, he was just... It wasn't like disparaging.
I don't mind him throwing
Hester
under the bus
too much. Yeah, but it's not... Why throw Hester under the bus? You throw the coach who put him out there under the bus.
Is Drake the guy who had the famous quote, the meltdown?
Yes.
Yeah,
he's the yelling idiot.
Yeah.
Hey, so. I see my mom's listening.
Really?
She hasn't listened in quite a while.
Hey, Bonnie, welcome back.
Welcome to the show.
No, my parents used to listen to our show all the time. It was awesome.
Well, no, mine haven't listened in months. They just are like, what is that crap that these kids are doing? I don't know.
Yeah, this
That's
guy.
Not how it is.
Yeah,
you know
terrible
what?
She's, what is this crap?
I told her to call in this time. It's easier for her to call in to listen.
Uh-huh.
And so she's on the phone, and I got to do it. Hey, Mom, are you there?
I'm here, Clark.
There it is.
Hey, Bonnie. Do you have any questions for Al?
Oh, Rocky, we got to have a question.
No, you don't have to have a question, Mom. I just wanted to say hi. We have a question for you.
Hi, Al.
Are you guys?
How are
you? Roxy's with you. Are you enjoying the show?
Yes, I'm enjoying it. You're coming in nice and clear.
Oh, well, that's good. That is good.
Yes. This is great.
Jason Ferrari, did you know tonight that you'd meet my mother over the radio?
I did not. Hello.
Mom, this is Jason Ferrari.
Hi, Jason. Glad to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
You're looking great.
I am very handsome.
Everybody has to pass the radio test when they come on the show. You have to talk to my mother.
Okay.
And if she says you're all right, you're all right.
Fantastic.
So what's the verdict, Mother? Is he all right?
He's all right. If he's a friend of Clark's, I know he's all right.
Mom, it was great talking to you. I'll leave you on the line.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
You.
Thank you. Thanks
Bye.
For listening Bye. In.
Hey, now.
Didn't quite get him cut in time.
That's the after show.
Oh, yeah.
Overtime.
There it is. Oh, a little late.
If you didn't catch what she said at the very end, you should probably respond, I love you too.
Yeah. I love you too, Ma.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good work.
I caught it.
Okay.
No, I missed it. I was getting ready to play my drop.
Yeah. You're like the damn CTA took away the love.
There you go. There you go. So, yeah, baseball is back and underway. The pitchers and catchers have reported. Opening day is just around the corner. Ugh. Are you going, Al? Opening day?
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
There you go. That's good, my friend.
I am gonna eat hot. Oh, I can't eat it. No, I'm not going.
No?
No, I can't eat.
When? Oh, when you go back, you can have a hot dog, right? A half a hot dog? Like a bite of a hot dog?
How much?
Yeah, in April.
I'm not
going to
eat. I'm like off food for like till April.
The 4th of July, you can have it.
Yeah, 4th of July.
Can you have food for the 4th?
Yeah, I think so.
But I mean, how much are you going to eat, literally?
Like
will it be less than what I eat far?
What can you eat for that? Is it like 2 months?
Liquid.
Or no, I get a
soups?
Month.
I could have cream soup.
Can you get sugars back? Right away.
I don't think so.
I think those are harder to process, so that makes sense that you can't have that.
Like my first real food back, my first solid will be mashed potatoes.
All right. And you stay over one night or two?
Good.
Just
solid.
One night. Yeah,
one
that's
night?
A good comeback. That's a hell of a comeback. Yeah, that's a Derrick Rose comeback we want right there.
You're out on Friday.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I like that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, hospital stays are unpleasant.
Really? I enjoy them, but I also like the drugs.
I don't know. I don't like being woken up.
They do wake you up constantly.
Tests all the time.
They
and it's always right when I fall asleep.
They poke in you.
When you're trying to pee in that thing. When you're on morphine and you can't pee. Yeah.
I was in for the first and only time that I can remember in my life, just a couple years back. You remember that. That was the last time I quit drinking for more than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, it was just 2 weeks. I made it. But for the week I was sick. I was in the hospital for a couple days. First night, didn't sleep at all. Like, they're waking you up at all. The next night, I asked them for something to help that out. They'll do it in a heartbeat. They don't even mind giving you, like, a double dose of the...
really?
Well, they give you the stuff, but they keep waking you up.
Yeah, but...
So, I mean, I'll be like, you know, like, I was lifting up my robe. I don't know what they're like.
Really?
That's awesome. Oh, yeah, my mom told me.
On the morphine, though? Like, on their serious heavy stuff? Because I didn't have it. I didn't have the heavy stuff. And then I found out later from my friends that you tell them that it always hurts, even if it doesn't. Right?
Yes. You know, think of how do you feel. You know, I'm good. I'm good.
I'm good. Yeah, it doesn't hurt.
Or no, being able to control that button.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Being able to control it helps, huh?
It's a dummy button, though. Nothing's going on.
Whatever they gave me worked because you could feel that instantly.
Yeah.
It
the stuff
freaked
I was
me out.
On.
Yeah.
It was a little too good. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
No, I agree. That's neat. How are you holding up, friend?
I'm nervous. This is kind of scary. There's a moment of fear. There's a moment of doubt. There's a moment of, I don't know.
What,
is this the right thing?
What time do they get you up on the table?
I don't know.
You don't know any yet. Just be there at 5. Are you going to have to fill out a bunch of paperwork and everything?
I think most of it's already filled out.
Am I going to have to go in like with you and sign as your dad?
I don't know.
Or should I come in? I don't know the proper protocol here. Huh?
Husband.
Yes, listed as husband.
Co-host.
Partner.
Yeah, we are partners.
Co-host.
Partners. We'll be partners.
Yeah, co-host. I'll co-host.
Can I do a waiting room interview with you?
Okay, that's
right. All right, we'll do that. Cool. I won't be there for the post, as I have to work on Friday.
All right.
So, but you said you had arrangements.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well,
and do you have someone to take care of the arrangements? Well, yeah, you work at a cemetery.
The funeral arrangements?
Yeah.
All
right.
I told the guy at work, I'm like, you know, because I told him, I'm like, if I ever die, this is where I want to be buried. So I got my spot.
Yeah, I got you. Andrew in the chat room wants to know if the Bulls are going to make a move. I know I asked Gus earlier, but.
Solid segue, Clark.
No.
Yeah. Did I nail it?
Oh, yeah.
Nailed it.
Way to get out of that dark moment.
Guys.
I know where I want to be buried, so. Derrick Rose.
Guys, I ride segues for a living. I don't do actual segues very well.
Oh, man. That
Although
hurt.
I have been on the segue and then done a segue into something and then stopped and turned and gone.
Double
and
segue.
That was a segue on a segue. And they eat it up. Oh, I hate it. Yeah. It's all right for a little cheese on tours, right?
Yeah, no, you should be cheesy.
They're full cheese.
Yeah.
It's completely acceptable. Yeah.
And, like, when you take a tour of another town, you appreciate the cheese.
You should hand them cheese.
You
giggle
at it.
I'm going to be cheesy.
Even if you're like, it's cheesy, you still appreciate it, right?
And then immediately hand them cheese.
Yes. Done. So, do the Bulls make a move?
No.
Before the trade deadline?
No, the Bulls will be the exact same as they are right now.
Yeah, I have
to. Good enough to get somewhere, but not good enough to win it all.
Yeah. I agree. Well, this has been a hell of a night.
Is it over?
Yeah, it's getting there.
It was over when it started.
Tonight's rocking. What do you got for us? Something?
You made me think of something that we never talked about. You made a Jets joke.
Yeah.
I, for some reason now, when I, because I don't know anything about baseball because I don't care, I was pondering the Jets thing. You know what I think is going to happen to them? They remind me a lot of the Redskins.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, Schneider was a meddler, would make his own signings, would spend a ton of money on people who weren't good.
Right.
Now, Shanahan came in, they hired a legit GM, and they drafted RG3, and they're solid, and Schneider has nothing to do with anything.
Right.
They're not letting him do anything. It's all Shanahan.
They're not letting him do. It's like right. he realized, I messed up this team for 10 years.
Yeah.
Woody Johnson, I feel like the hiring of this new GM from the Seahawks, now winning organization, I bet that starts happening. Because if you notice, they cut 5 players yesterday.
You think he'll be smart enough to set by? Yeah. And
the guy, but you know, the thing I think going back to like the beginning of the show, the one interesting thing is just because you got that great guy, if you don't have the great money guy,
right,
you're going to end up in the same hell.
And that's
what
John Idzik is. He's a,
he's a money guy.
He's
a finance guy?
Yeah. And then they have, you know, he has an assistant GM who can help him with personnel stuff. But I mean, yeah, that's why it's going to be a fire sale there. But everybody that hired is over, cut is over 30.
So, really? Yeah.
And more to come.
And none of them blew you away. There was an offensive tackle, I guess, they got that was just brutal, like a first-round pick.
Yeah.
Are they going to cut, what's his name, Tebow?
Probably.
Yeah.
If they can't get, I doubt they'll get a trade for him. But you know what they are doing, though, which may pay huge dividends, either with picks or money, they're trying to trade Revis.
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, people may not like the guy, but there is not a better shutdown corner in the NFL.
Do you think the Cowboys would be better if Jerry Jones stepped back?
Absolutely.
This way?
He's a horrible owner. You know what? Let me take a step back. Great owner if he wasn't meddlesome. Because look at that stadium.
Yeah.
I mean, he does the practice facility. It's top-notch. People want to go play there. But he's like cut Jason Garrett's legs out from under him. That's just an awful situation to coach in.
Do you know what the Super Bowl that was there? The NFL came in, or no, the like fire marshal like there in Dallas, or somebody came in and wouldn't let them seat people in a section that they had sold.
They totally effed that up.
They had sold, like, how many? It was 10,000 tickets or something?
Yeah, 10,000. They're still resolving that with fans.
Wow.
The legal stuff is still going on.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Wow.
They were talking about that during this Super Bowl.
Well, because they, like, gave them seats, like, in rooms where they could see TVs and some of them couldn't, but you could hear it.
They
gave them their money.
They even put some of them in that area where the both teams run through.
Run through?
But, I mean, that's still, you're in like, the basement.
That's so crazy. I mean, you're like, putting these guys, like, right there. Like, it's like, we're selling your product even, we're selling what you guys do even more.
Even, like, some of those people who, I don't envy the people who are given Super Bowl tickets or who pay because they can. I feel bad if the people who got effed over are the ones who, like, their teams were in it, and they did what they had to do to get there, and then they get, you know, they don't get a seat.
Yeah. Right.
Wouldn't it be the greatest?
I think the Packers were in that one, so it was a lot of their fans.
That's okay.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be amazing though? Wouldn't it be the greatest Super Bowl story ever? If you like
Super Bowl,
like,
you heard it. Super Bowl.
Super.
You worked your ass off to get the Super Bowl. You get to the Super Bowl, and you end up watching the Super Bowl from the basement. Wouldn't you have like the best?
Which you could have done in your own basement.
Yeah. No, they put us in a basement. We saw them run by, but then we were like in the basement. We could hear the Super Bowl.
Oh man. I would be so pissed. I mean, if you're there, regardless, even if it wasn't my team, I'd be livid.
Yeah, exactly. We're down to just the final couple minutes. I want to take a call real quick, if we can keep it short. Call from the 708. Hey, how you doing, 708?
It's actually Edgar from work, guys.
Edgar.
How are you?
Hey,
over
the
there.
Fun. How you doing, sir?
It is the fun.
Thanks for the call.
I'm listening every Wednesday, guys. I don't know if you knew that.
Dude,
yeah, I do.
I've never seen a kid so drunk in my life.
We got about a minute left. About a minute left. What do you have for us, Edgar?
I wanted to wish Al good luck. I won't see him tomorrow.
That's awesome, man.
Good luck, Al.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate that.
I heard your guys' cruise to the Bahamas was something else.
This guy's a maniac.
Well, that's opinion.
Al Larcher won a dance contest, true or false?
Oh, that's true.
Was it magical?
It was very magical.
What are you
doing? Something I've never seen.
Yeah, of course it is.
Erotic and rhythmic, I'm sure.
60 seconds.
Edgar, thanks for the call, bud. We're getting near the end of it. Thank you for wishing Al good luck.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, man. Have a great night. Thanks.
I appreciate that.
Take it easy.
That's a good way to end the show. I like that.
This
is a good way to end the show.
There it is. Yeah, me too.
We are waiting for signals ahead.
No.
We are.
Hate the train.
Maybe we'll do a little bit of overtime, maybe. Just a bit, just for fun.
I have more Voss to drink.
Yeah, there you go.
The Voss is gone.
The Voss is gone.
L. Archer, I must say, I think you did just fine on... You did all right.
I almost passed out.
Being on nothing.
I'm
yeah?
good.
No, you almost passed out once.
Pros power through.
Yeah, they do. Guys, it's the Larcher and Lawrenson Sports Show. Larcher Lawrenson on Twitter. BlogTalkRadio.com/LarcherandLawrenson. And on your Stitcher. Jason Ferrari, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, Jason.
Yep. And thanks for the callers, Gus. Edgar just
your
now.
Your mom.
Yeah. Your mom. Well, my mom. Yeah.
My mom can't hey, call, Clark.
We're officially off the live air. Did you see that call? I felt... I thought it was like a ref.
Oh, like an umpire.
More likely like an umpire.
It worked.
All right, I pushed that button a lot. Yeah, I'm out of control right now. I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
There was a delay in the button. Clark in division.
Did you hear that? It stifled your moo.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You actually did some good work.
It's almost as if they were mixed.
Ferrari, you're a guest on our show. How do you think Al held up for the show?
Good.
Fought through it like a champ.
Yeah.
Brings back memories of Michael Jordan in Utah in the finals when he had the flu. And he powered right through it.
Yeah.
It's a lot like that.
I'm impressed.
Right.
Yeah.
Good analogy.
I think the closest I've ever come to that was recently. My friend called me with free Book of Mormon tickets. But it was after a kegger with drinking games and shots and then the bar afterwards. And it was like 2 o'clock, and I woke up late and didn't eat and went and was like laughing so hard that I almost passed out like 4 times throughout. So people kept like doing standing O's, and I was looking at my buddy. I'm like, nope. But I like...
No, sir.
It was just like such an enjoyable, fun experience, and I almost passed out like several times just because the body does not respond well to the no food.
No.
In addition to a hangover is really debilitating at an old age.
I watched this movie today called Awake. It had Darth Vader, the guy who played Anakin Skywalker.
James Earl Jones?
The younger one from the new movies, where they cut him open. Al's going to the floor for this, which I encourage.
Oh,
I'd get a pillow if I could. You going to stay on? You all right? All right. They cut him open, and he was asleep. He was getting a heart transplant, and they had him knocked out.
Was he looking
but
at
they
it?
Didn't get him knocked out enough, and he could actually hear and feel everything that was going on.
He could feel it?
Yeah. What? Larcher, what? No, that's not going to happen with you. This would have been a lot better if you were on the mic right now. Al, it's going to go fine, man. Hey, Lauren, could you maybe grab a pillow or something? Yeah, a water. Lauren just offered a water and a pocket of Splenda. Lauren's nice enough to come by the studio tonight.
We turned down the Splenda.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of that guy's name.
Richard Simmons, right?
Yeah, he played the young Darth.
Oh my God! Just the visual of
Hayden Christensen, right?
Yeah, I was just saying, of him in any Star Wars movie. Richard Simmons just plays an alien. Oh my
Jessica
God!
Jessica Alba was
him. No, he's
too.
The alien.
Terrible movie.
Put him in the alien bar in the first one.
Yes.
Put Richard Simmons in there. Like everybody's just kind of an alien, and then he's just like, hey, like dancing around in his shorts.
Spaceballs is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're there.
Oh yeah, he got new shoes.
So, Al says a big thank you to Hush Puppy. What was that? What was the rest? They have a fantastic product. They shipped overnight to Al, and were able to take care of him when he's in this crunch time for the surgery. Yep. All right, guys, we're gonna call this thing.
When we were walking, he said, "They always fit well, they look good, and there's no break-in period." That's what you want in a shoe, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree.
That's what you want in a shoe.
He's Jay Ferrari Radio on Twitter. Is that correct? Jay Ferrari Radio on Twitter?
Yes.
Larcher, I'm going to ask you to do some live tweeting from Larcher in Life and from the Facebook page if you are up to the challenge after you awake. Whenever you feel up to that challenge and you're feeling better, follow his things. I'm going to try to do an interview to get out to you guys tomorrow. Pre-surgery interview. Why not? With D. Larcher. Jason, thanks again for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Larger Lorton, thanks for listening, guys. Have a good one.
Seriously, are you okay?
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.